Two balls, a strike, one down. The set, the serve from Sal, and that goes low of the zone, down and in, 3-1. Three balls, a strike. Ryan Sal will kick, wind, and rifle it in. Up and away outside for ball number four. So Basir will take first, and that puts a runner on here in the bottom of the first. Logan Hugo, it's his turn. His step in, 16 hits on 72 at-bats, batting a .222, 11 runs. He's been walked 10 times, and he also has 5 RBIs. So Hugo had a good outing on the road trip in Michigan in the games he played in. So at first is Basir. Logan Hugo, the right-hander, will step in on a wild pitch that goes behind the glove of Spence. Taking second with ease is Basir. And that puts a runner in scoring position here in the bottom of the first. So a wild pitch deemed successful. Basir will take second. Logan Hugo ahead in the count 1-0. One down. Sal kicks, winds, fires, and fouled off back at the backtrack. 1-1. One ball and one strike. Bottom of the first inning. Sunset in the behind right field. That's the big leadoff from Basir. He's bouncing up and down, shifting to his right. The 1-1, a curveball that comes way slider down low for a strike. 1-2. One ball, two strikes. Sell with a slider. One and two count. He'll look at second. The 1-2, and once again, another slider. That comes out right side for a ball, 2-2. Two balls, two strikes. One down. Basir, the big leadoff at second. And the 2-2 way down low and in for a ball. So potentially back-to-back walks. Could put two runners on here for the Rafters. Ryan Sell struggling so far. A ground out to second from Johnson. A walk from Basir. But he stole the base on a wild pitch. So he's got the big lead off the 3-2. And down low and in for ball number four. So this will put Hugo at first. Basir remains at second. And now two runners on with Garrett Broussard due up. So Broussard, last game, went 0-2 with a walk, and he struck out. So he's batting a .197, 15 hits for him on the season. So the right-hander from Utah Valley. Two runners on for the Rafters. Popped up right side. Fouled, 0-1. No balls and a strike. One down. Hugo at first. Jack Basir, the big leadoff at second. Ryan Sell, two walks, back-to-back walks for him so far. And the 0-1. And once again, way inside. Near the right ankle of Broussard. That's a ball, 1-1. One ball, one strike. One out. The 1-1. It popped up, fouled, and off and away for a strike, but it's a ball and two strikes with one down. Remind you, Townsend at first, Council at second, Overbeek at third, and Wrestler at short. So Sell lost hold of the ball there for the second on the mound, but now we'll regather as field manager Kirk Schreiner coming out having a war with the umpire. Not happy about that. And having a word with both the umpires, Teddy Dutcher, Archer Flores, Pareda, and Cree Wallen are the umpires for this, the first one and the second game for today. Schreiner can't believe it. He's not happy. That was a violation possibly on the Lakeshore pitcher. Still having a word. And now he heads back towards the dugout. But 1-2 count with one down. And Garrett Broussard down on the count. 0-2 today. Well, if you count the first game, a walk and a strikeout. The 1-2 from Sal. A ball pulled out left side into the dugout of the rafters. Count remains at 1-2. That was a slow moving ball at 68 miles per hour. So Sell will come set again. He'll look in, look back towards second. Basir shifts over the 1-2, and that goes behind and hits Broussard, the right ankle, and he'll take first. Base is juiced, and this brings up Jack Gurevich. So Gurevich batting a .324. Third in the team in batting average, 23 hits on 71 at-bats. As Spence having a word with Sal on the mound. But bases loaded. Broussard at first, Hugo at second, and Jack Basir stands at third. Rafters on the cusp of striking first here in this inning. Fortunate to have some walks and hit by pitch from Sal. And the left-hander, Jack Gurevich, 16 RBIs, leads the team in that category. And Sal fires, Gurevich slams the ball left side, fouled off, 0-1. No balls a strike with one down. Bases loaded for the rafters. Sal will come in. He'll fire way outside. A wild pitch goes behind Spence at the back track. Running home and getting there in time is Basir. So the Raptors strike first here in the bottom of the first. Basir gets home off a wild pitch. Runners advance as Broussard to second, Hugo to third. Raptors take an early 1-0 lead. Jack Gurevich even in the count 1-1. So great base running from Basir. And Sal will fire the 1-1. Gurevich yanks it out left side. And fouled off 1-2. One ball, two strikes. The 1-2 from Sal, swinging a bouncer that stays fair on the first base line. Getting home is Hugo, but stepping on the first base bag is Townsend. But it doesn't matter. Rafters get a run. They lead 2-0. As advancing the base is Broussard. As Anthony Gallison will step in now. So Gallison batting a .259, 14 hits for him on the season, 5 runs. He also has 7 RBIs. Sal fires up and away. 4 ball, 1-0. 1-0 count. At third is Garrett Broussard, 2 down. Sal will set and fire and way down low. Bottom part of the zone, 2-0. Two balls and no strikes. 2 outs, the 2-0. Just up and outside. So once again, a Rafter way ahead in the count. Sal nearing his third walk. The 3-0, and outside for ball number 4. And this will advance Gallison to first. So 3 walks for Ryan Sal and Jorge Degatti leading the team in batting average. 14 hits on 38 bats, batting a .368. He has 5 RBIs. So DH'd last game, but today, but in this game, at third base. Gallison at first, Broussard at third, Sell will kick and serve, swinging a ground ball over to Council at second, and runs over to the second base bag before Gallison can get there. So that will do it. Head to the top of the second. Raptors lead 2-0. We'll be back in a moment here on WFHR.
Mid-State Technical College. You belong here. Start your classes and get your degree right here or transfer to your four-year.
Mid-State Technical College. You belong here. In person at four convenient campuses, online or a hybrid.
Mid-State Technical College. You belong here for your Career Accelerator Certificate, a quick way to get ahead in your career.
Mid-State Technical College. You belong here.
Get started at mstc.edu.
Mid-State Technical College. You belong here.
Go yard this summer with cool cash rebates from Comfort Air Heating, Cooling, Fireplaces, a proud partner of your Wisconsin Rapids Rafters. Right now, you can upgrade to a new Bryant AC and get up to $1,350 in rebates and rewards on qualifying models. It's a surefire way to beat the summer heat and walk off in style. Comfort Air, your local experts, doing whatever it takes to keep you comfortable.
Hurry, this offer is good until the end of June. Get started now by visiting comfortair.biz. That's comfort, A-I-R-E.
Better begins with the way we treat each other, the way we listen to one another, and the way we serve and support each other. At Aspirus Health, better begins with a commitment to help build healthy families, healthy relationships, and healthy communities throughout a lifetime, from generation to generation. For whatever needs to be better in your life, better begins at Aspirus Health. Passion for excellence, compassion for people.
Let's get back to the ballpark and more Wisconsin Rapids Raptors baseball on WFHR.
Top of the second, Raptors lead 2-0 as Cody serves in on Owusu Asedu, pulls it out right side, 0-1. But what's the most impressive thing, Raptors two runs, but no hits. It was three walks for Ryan Sell. He also hit Garrett Broussard at the plate. So Basir got home off of a pitch that was a wild one behind the glove of Spence as the 0-1. Swinging a ground ball over to Broussard at short. Fields it up in the glove. The whip over to first. He is right in time for one down. So, it's interesting because Basir got home on a wild pitch and then a ground out RBI from Gurvich to allow Hugo to get home. So, that's where the second run came in from. But Sal really struggled on the mound as Josh Overbeek will step in. Last game went 1-for-3 with a run. He also had an RBI as he swings and grounds a ball, scoops it up in the glove of Broussard at short and flings it on over to first for the second out. Back-to-back ground outs and back-to-back putouts from Garrett Broussard. So Brady Council, it's his turn. One hit on two at-bats. He also crossed home plate twice and was walked once. So Lakeshore already leading in this series today. They won the last game 6-2. Out hit the Raptors 7-3. Cody fires in and sweeps around the right edge. A little bit low. Comes in for a ball. 1-0. One ball, no strikes, two outs. The 1-0. And down low. Four ball, 2-0. Two oh count with two down. And Cody fires, but just outside of the zone on the right edge. So a ball. So three straight balls. Remind you, it was the Chinooks who struck first last game. Three runs in the second. A 3-0. And down low and in for ball number four. So four straight balls. Puts Council at first. And this will bring up Adam Kootway, who didn't appear in the game earlier ago. So it's Kootway's turn. Batting a 214 out of the University of Wisconsin Whitewater and Des Pierres, Wisconsin. Batting 12 hits and 56 at-bats. As Cody fires and finds the strike zone, 0-1. He's had 10 runs, though. And a guy that appeared against the Rafters back on June the 17th. One hit on four at-bats. He was struck out in that game as well. 0-1 count. Council stands at first. Two down. And the ball comes in low. Four ball. 1-1. One ball, one strike. Top of the second. Hayden Cody from Mission Viejo, California. Cal State Northridge. A quick look over at first. Kicks and fires. And a swing and a popped up ball into the second baseman in Conniff. Nobody near him, and comes out and makes the grab. So we head to the bottom of the second inning. Rafters 2, Chinook 0. We'll be back in a moment here on WFHR.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR.
Partly cloudy skies tonight with lows around 61. Westerly winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Daytime highs approaching 86. Tomorrow, mainly sunny. Lows around 61. Tomorrow night, temperatures a bit above average. Saturday and Sunday with highs in the mid-80s. Chance for scattered storms Sunday.
For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki.
Currently, it's 85.
Yeah, there's a whole lot of insane out there. In roller derby, it's not a game, it's a bout. And each jam is filled with insane drive blocks and rushing soul crushes that rip shivers through your toe stops. Pace line, pivot line, jam a grand slam, whip a scoring pass, or you're down with rink rash. Yeah, there's a whole lot of insane out there. And every Wisconsin roller derby girl knows to be insanely good on the flat track, you can't be insanely drunk. And if you can't be drunk on those wheels, you'd be super insane to roll drunk on your car's wheels. So take it from Wisconsin's best jammers, blockers, and pivots. When it comes to driving,
drive sober on the road,
no matter how many wheels you roll.
Because you can't lap the pack with an OWI riding your back. So ladies and guys, drive sober or get pulled over. And let's reduce fatalities on Wisconsin roadways. Download the free Drive Sober app with a Find a Ride feature, awesome videos, and more at WITrafficSafety.org.
Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Transportation.
You're listening to Wisconsin Rapids Rafters Baseball on WFHR.
Bottom of the second we go. Rafters 2, Chinook 0. As Ryan Sell back on the mound. Three walks, and he also hit a batter at the plate. So he struggled, but he's swinging a bouncer over to second baseman in Council. Doesn't get it in time as Conniff will take first. What a leadoff bunt. As it looked like he almost started running before he even bunted it. But an excellent play. So taking first is Conniff with a leadoff bunt. As Alex Duffy batting in the nine hole will step in. Batting a 115, he's really struggled. Three hits on 26 at-bats. He's been struck out 11 times. So the left-hander on the left-handed batter has the first serve in, out and away for a ball. 1-0. At first is Conniff. Nobody down. One ball, no strikes. The look from Sell. He'll fire and way down low of the zone. 2-0. Two balls, no strikes. One hit. And that came from Chris Conniff. 2-0 count. Sell fires outside for a ball. So three straight balls on the verge of walking his fourth batter in this lineup. We haven't even returned to the top of the lineup yet. The 3-0 and clips the left edge, finds the strike zone, 3-1. 3 balls a strike. Standing at first is Conniff. Looking over, firing the 3-1. A hard hit ground ball over to the third baseman in Overbeek. Fires it over at first, and a dropped ball from Townsend. Getting the third is Conniff. So now off of a tough throw, went through the glove of Townsend. Conniff, a runner in scoring position. So Duffy gets to first off of an error. And we turn the top of the order. Ty Johnson, who grounded out to second, is due up as head coach coming out and having a word with his infield and the infield on the mound right now. But how about that? A hard hit ground ball over to the third baseman. And Overbeek threw a laser over to first. Townsend had to tiptoe up to try to make that grab. It went through his glove. Rolled into the right field side. Conniff had the green light to take three. And now, no outs. Rafters already lead 2-0 with a runner on first and third. First base coach Josh Nikoloff having a word with Duffy, and third base coach Orlando Rodriguez having his words with Conniff at third. So Ty Johnson now will step in. Grounded out to second. He's 0-for-1 today. As Sell sweeps in on the first pitch. Down low. 1-0. A 1-0 count. But once again, looking in his Sell. Look back over to first. And then again, the 1-0. Swinging a shallow ground ball over to Council at second. Lobs it over to first. But getting home is Conniff. So the Rafters extend their lead. They lead 3-0. Only with one down. Getting to second is Duffy. Johnson a ground out RBI. As Jack Basir, the first Rafter to get home today, walked last time up. So Ryan Sell will look over at second. Duffy the big leadoff there now. As Basir, just a little bit late, sees the first strike 0-1. No balls, one strike, and one out. Ryan Sell still without a strikeout. A lot different than what Matthew Moeller did. Seven of them last game, the 0-1. Down low on a dropped ball from Spence. Duffy looked at going three, but retreats back to the bag at second. 1-1. Only one out. Jack Basir, who got the first hit of the game last game, and sees the third offering down low underneath the zone for a ball, 2-1. Two balls, one strike, and one out. Duffy the leadoff. As Duffy, once again, shifting over to his right, the 2-1, and just missed down low for a strike as he checked swing, pulled away at the end, 2-2. Duffy really playing with Ryan Sell out there. There's about four or five steps off the bag. One out, two balls, two strikes. Sell sets, delivers, and just finds out right below the zone. On the right side, 3-2. Full count, one out. Three walks already for Sell. The 3-2 fouled right side out of play behind the grandstands. So the count remains at 3-2. Full count. One down, an error from, well, the throw on Overbeek to Townsend allowed Conniff to get to three, eventually getting home on a ground out RBI from Johnson. The 3-2 popped right side, fouled. So once again, Basir staying alive, working the count at the plate, not going away easily. One hit for the Rafters, but they have three runs. They now have, in each of these first two innings, at least a run. And Sell kicks the 3-2, pulled away right side out of play. And Basir, three straight fouls. One down, three balls and two strikes. The count runs full. Duffy got to first off of an error from the first baseman. One out. Sell looks, kicks the payoff. And a curveball goes inside as Basir will take first on ball number four. So Basir to first. And at second is Duffy. And now, once again, Logan Hugo, who crossed home plate today in the first, is due up. Sell has really struggled. Hasn't been able to find strikes in the strike zone. So Hugo walked last time up. And Sell fires in the first offering. Swinging a ball popped up right side. Spence running after it. Reaches out to his left. Makes an overhead catch and gets the second out. So two down. Great play from the catcher. Tracking it down. As Broussard steps in. Was hit by a pitch last time up. Rafters. Three runs. Two came in the first, and then one here in the second. Two down, runners at first and second. Basir stands at first, Duffy at second, swung on and hit into shallow right, running after it, and going to his left and making the grab is the right fielder, Kutwe. So that's the third out, but the Rafters get a run. They extend their lead to 3-0. We head to the top of the third here on WFHR. Don't go away. We'll be back in a moment.
Go yard this summer with cool cash rebates from Comfort Air Heating, Cooling, Fireplaces, a proud partner of your Wisconsin Rapids Rafters. Right now, you can upgrade to a new Bryant AC and get up to $1,350 in rebates and rewards on qualifying models. It's a surefire way to beat the summer heat and walk off in style. Comfort Air, your local experts, doing whatever it takes to keep you comfortable.
Hurry, this offer is good until the end of June. Get started now by visiting comfortair.biz. That's comfort, A-I-R-E.
Rafters Baseball is brought to you by Sharon Zeman, Sky Manning, Clay Kanoki, and Joe Arnold, your Wisconsin Rapids Edward Jones Financial Advisors. Learn how they can help you reach your financial goals. Visit edwardjones.com. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
Mom used to scream about Dad's drinking. It drove me crazy till Mom went to Al-Anon. If someone's drinking troubling you, you might be surprised at what you can learn in an Al-Anon or Alateen family group from people just like you. Call 1-888-4-ALANON or go to Al-Anon.org.
Papa, why can't we telegraph while riding a horse?
Son, there ain't no one to blame but Jeffro. He was riding old Betsy the Stallion, tip-tapping away at his telegraph when blam! Ran right into the side of the saloon.
Well, if Jeffro can't do it, neither should you. Don't text and drive.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Now, back to more Wisconsin Rapids Rafters baseball on WFHR.
Top of the third we go. Jared Everson, making his first appearance today, will step in. As Cody Fires, still on the mound, and rifles in a ball down low. So 1-0 count. Everson, 9 hits on 49 at-bats, batting a 184. As second ball comes in down low, 2-0. Five hits, 16 strikeouts, 2-0 count. A swing and a bouncer that goes over the head of Cody. Degatti fields it on a one-hop bounce, throws it over to first and gets the play. Excellent play there from the third baseman, Jorge Degatti. And Everson grounds out. So Gabe Ressler will step in, and this is a guy that really posed a lot of problems for the Rafters. On his first two at-bats, he had a two RBI double in each of them. So just an unbelievable game. Four RBI day, two hits, and only seven innings of work as well. Because he only played seven innings, so for him it was just a great day. Who knows what he could have done in the eighth and ninth inning. So 1-0 count, top of the third. Cody fires inside of the zone. Four strike, 1-1. One ball, one strike, one out. Schnooks still have not recorded a hit. Cody sets, fires, swinging a line drive that goes right into the glove of Cody. Heads up play there from the Cal State Northridge pitcher. That's the second out. What about that? Cody just reached out to his left and got the second out. So Drew Townsend will step in. Walked last time up. Cody will look. He'll fire and find the strike zone. 0-1. No balls, one strike, and two down. Cody sets in. Kick and fire the 0-1. And just underneath the strike zone, 1-1. How about that last play, though? A hard hit, lined ball, and Cody just reached barely out to his left and made the catch. 1-1. Two outs. A ball pulled out right side, out of play, 1-2. One ball, two strikes, and two outs. No hits yet for Lakeshore. Top of the third inning. Cody dials in. He'll fire the 1-2. And Duffy likes to pitch, but it comes down for a ball. Nodding in approval, and he did, in fact, approve of the pitch, but unfortunately, it comes in for a ball, 2-2. So two down, deuces across the board. Hayden Cody fires, and a ball pulled out left side. Out of play. So 2-2 count. Cody, no strikeouts on 33 pitches. But he's made the right plays in the field. Hasn't allowed a hit yet. The 2-2. Swing and a ball. Bounce into the glove of Conniff at second. Throws it over to first and gets the third out. So a three up and three down inning for the Rafters. We head to the bottom of the third here on WFHR.
Go yard this summer with cool cash rebates from Comfort Air Heating, Cooling, Fireplaces, a proud partner of your Wisconsin Rapids Rafters. Right now, you can upgrade to a new Bryant AC and get up to $1,350 in rebates and rewards on qualifying models. It's a surefire way to beat the summer heat and walk off in style. Comfort Air, your local experts, doing whatever it takes to keep you comfortable.
Hurry, this offer is good until the end of June. Get started now by visiting comfortair.biz. That's comfort, A-I-R-E.
Hey baseball fans, are you ready to swing for the fences in your career instead of warming the bench? By joining Skyward's award-winning team, you'll put education technology solutions into the hands of school leaders who serve over 7 million students around the world. Innovation, collaboration, and fun are all a part of the Skyward culture. So what are you waiting for? Step up to the plate and apply today at www.skyward.com/careers.
Apple pie, fireworks, parades, red, white, and blue. Civic Media loves 4th of July, and we hope you do too. Would your business benefit from reaching hundreds of thousands of radio listeners? Show your American pride by helping sponsor radio promos, celebrating Independence Day, listing safe fireworks displays, and honoring military veterans. If your business would like to be involved, email your name and phone number to info@civicmedia.us. That's info@civicmedia.us.
Let's get back to the rafters here on WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids.
Bottom of the third, we go. Jason Schaff will step in on the mound, the new pitcher for the Rafters. Two games appeared in. Two games appeared in. Nine innings pitched, allowing nine hits and three runs, seven strikeouts with a 1.0 ERA. So a Las Vegas native from Missouri State, a rising junior, as Jack Gervich will step in now. Gervich ground that RBI last time up. And the first pitch on the way in for a ball, 1-0. So Ryan Zell had a tough day, allowing a hit, three runs, and also four walks as well. As the 1-0 fouled left side, 1-1. One ball, one strike. Schaff will set, fire, and way inside that hits the right elbow of Gervich. He'll take first, and now this puts a runner on for the Rafters as Anthony Gallison steps in now, walked last time up, and at first is Gervich. Schaff will set, fire, up and away for a ball, 1-0. A 1-0 count. Standing at first is Gervich, and Gallison fouls it off right side, 1-1. Gallison from Colts Neck, New Jersey, recently attended Elon before coming to Coastal Carolina, the 1-1, as he swings and a ball hit into right field that drops before Kuwe can get there. Gallison with a base hit. And advancing to second is Gervich. So Gallison, the second hit of the game. And Jorge Degatti, who grounded out to second last time up, is due up. So two runners on, no outs. Rafters lead 3-0. A run in each of the two. And they got two in the first, one in the second. As the first offering on the way in for a strike. No balls, a strike. Oh, and one count. The 0-1. And down low and outside for a ball, 1-1. One ball, one strike. One count. Setting and serving a Schaff. A bouncer and a bunted ball that goes into the Schaff. Barehands it, throws it at first, and off the bag, not in time with Townsend. He was away from the first base bag, advancing the runners. Gervich to third, Gallison to second, and a bunt deemed successful. So now the Rafters with bases loaded, nobody down. So Degatti gets to first off of an error from the first baseman. So Chris Conniff will step in now, but all of these umpires now getting together on the right side of the infield, having a word with each other. You look at it, the Rafters can gain in more runs right now. Two hits for them. As it looks, DeGatti will be safe. They're just clarifying. Townsend off the bag. So bases loaded. Chris Conniff, who got on base off of a bunt. A perfectly executed one last time up. No outs. Schaff in a jam here. He'll come set, fire the first offering. And down low for a ball, 1-0. One ball, no strikes. The 1-0. And down low and away for a ball, 2-0. A 2-0 count. The kick, the wind, the fire from Schaff. And left side out for a ball. So ball number three now. So one ball away from putting in another run. DeGatti at first, Gallison at second, Gurevich at third. No outs, bottom three. Schaff will set, rifle it in, and find the strike zone, 3-1. So golden opportunity for the Rafters to extend their lead. Already up 3-0. And the 3-1 way outside for ball number four. Conniff will advance to first. That brings home Gurevich. And the Rafters lead is up to four now. 4-0. As Alex Duffy will step in. So Duffy got to first off of an error from the first baseman. And the pitching really in question for Lakeshore. That was not the case in the first game. As the first pitch comes in and finds the upper edge of the strike zone, 0-1. 0-1 count. Schaff will look down. Bases fully loaded once again. He'll fire in the 0-1 and it goes left of the zone. For a ball, 1-1. One ball, one strike. Bases is loaded. No outs. Schaff fires. Duffy swings and a ball. Goes up the middle. Rolls into center field. Getting home is Gallison. Rounding third. Heading for home is DeGatti. The slide at third. He's in time. So DeGatti gets home. Advancing to third. Was Conniff. So the run, two runs score more, and the Rafters lead 6-0. So Duffy, a two-run RBI single. Rafters lead 6-0. First pitch comes in and finds a zone for a strike. So the first pitch comes in, 0-1 count, as firing over at first, Duffy sliding headfirst into the bag. Ty Johnson grounded out to second, had a ground out RBI on his second time up. Rafters two runs in the first, a run in the second, and three runs here in the bottom of the third. As the second pitch comes in, four strike, 0-2. Still no outs. Rafters have a commanding 6-0 lead. As the 0-2 fires and goes a pitch behind, just fouled off. But it actually looks to be a ball, so No. No balls and two strikes. 0-2 count. The 0-2 from Schaaf, swinging a ground ball that goes past the first baseman in Townsend. Getting home is Conniff. Rounding for third, a cleat first dive into third, and he gets out to Gotti. Just a little bit late. And he has dirt all over his uniform. But Rafters lead 7-0 with one out. Jack Basir will step in. A commanding 7-0 lead on four hits. As Jack Basir hit by a pitch, and he was walked today. And Schaaf fires, and stealing second is Johnson. The throw over in time. Council tags him. Two down. So Johnson just a little bit late. But Lakeshore fortunate to get two outs on their infield, because the Rafters, four runs here in the third as the second pitch comes in for a strike, 1-1. A 1-1 count down low and bounces away. So, well, it looks like Spence is going to have a word with Schaaf on the mound. Bottom of the third. Rafters, a dominant 7-0 lead. Schaaf down on the count, 2-1. He'll set and serve. Basir fouls it backside, 2-2. Two-two count. The rifle in, out and away for Schaaf. So this puts out a full count with two down. Schaaf will look in again. The count runs full. The payoff. Swing and a miss down low for strike number three. But the Rafters, four runs. They lead 7-0. We head to the top of the fourth here on WFHR.
Rafters Baseball is brought to you by Sharon Zeman, Sky Manning, Clay Kanoki, and Joe Arnold, your Wisconsin Rapids Edward Jones financial advisors. Learn how they can help you reach your financial goals. Visit edwardjones.com. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
With one call, the Civic Media Network of stations can deliver your business's message to the entire state of Wisconsin.
Or your hometown.
Marketing plans that work for your business. One call can do it all. Civic Media, 608-819-8255.
Go yard this summer with cool cash rebates from Comfort Air Heating, Cooling, Fireplaces, a proud partner of your Wisconsin Rapids Rafters. Right now, you can upgrade to a new Bryant AC and get up to $1,350 in rebates and rewards on qualifying models. It's a surefire way to beat the summer heat and walk off in style. Comfort Air, your local experts, doing whatever it takes to keep you comfortable.
Hurry, this offer is good until the end of June. Get started now by visiting comfortair.biz. That's comfort, A-I-R-E.
The Todd Alba Show.
These fires in Alberta, they're just this very narrow jet stream, just bringing all that kind of smoke down.
What it does is those sunsets and sunrises.
Yeah.
I mean, you've just got this massive deep red disc up in the sky. It's like you're in a Star Wars, you know, movie or something like that.
The Todd Alba Show.
Which makes sense when you look at the Civic Media lineup. I mean, we really look like the Cantina Bars as far as all the characters.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekday afternoons from 1 till 3 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Let's get back to Rafters Baseball here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
Top of the fourth inning as the Rafters lead 7-0. A two-run RBI single from Alex Duffy. That was the story of the bottom of the third. Two runs for them in the second, a run, two runs for them in the first, a run in the second, and four runs in the third. So they have been on top of their game. So Nick Paulson will take over the pitching duties. The left-hander out of the University of Wisconsin, Stevens Point, and a rising senior from Balsam Lake, Wisconsin. Seven games appeared in, 16 and a third innings pitched. allowing 20 hits and 7 runs. He also has 9 strikeouts. So the left-hander that stands at 6'3". So Paulson will set in on Grimes. And the first offering on the way. Down low for a ball, 1-0. 1-0 count. Paulson will shake it off. He'll come set. Fire the 1-0. And right down the plate for a strike, 1-1. 1 ball, 1 strike. Rafters commanding 7-0 lead on 4 hits. As a swing and a ground ball over to Broussard at shortstop. Fields it in the glove, whips it over to first for the first out. So Broussard's been busy at shortstop today. As Grimes grounds out, and Joey Spence will step in. He also grounded out to Broussard at short. And the first offering on the way on Joey Spence. 0-for-1 today, and he swings and misses low for a strike, 0-1. That was on a belt-high fastball. 0-1 count, one down. The 0-1, swinging a bouncer over to Conniff at second. Reaches out to his left, makes an easy grab, lobs it on over to first for the second out. Two down. As Avery Owusu-Asedu will step in. 0-for-1 today. As Owusu-Asedu slotted in at center field. Grounded out to short as well. 4 times Broussard has been part of ground outs. As the first offering comes in on Owusu-Asedu in 4 strike, 0-1. 0-1 count. Blue and pink skies here at Winterfield. A swing and a line drive that goes over the glove of Broussard. Drops into center field. As Owusu-Asedu recording the first hit of the game for the Chinooks in here in the top of the fourth. So a guy that has come up big from time to time. Scored a run last game. Josh Overbeek grounded out to short last time up. Had a 1-run RBI single in earlier his game as Paulson finds the strike zone, 0-1. No balls a strike. Oh, and one count with two down. The 0-1 up and inside for a ball. 1 ball and 1 strike. A 1-1 count with two down. Owusu-Asedu a couple steps off the bag at first. The 1-1 comes in and right down the plate for a strike. 1-2. So the Rafters bullpen in last game, even though they lost 6-2, they had 11 strikeouts. Right now they have none. The 1-2 swinging a hard hit ground ball over to Degatti at third. Turns around, fires it over to first for the third out. Heads up play there from Jorge, and the Rafters lead 7-0. We head to the bottom of the fourth here on WFHR. We'll be back in a moment.
They spend their work life helping others. Police officers, firefighters, active and retired military service members, first responders, healthcare workers, and teachers. Chris Inda, realtor with Next Home Partners, helps finding their home life a little easier.
Hi, I'm Chris Inda. As a veteran myself, I know how important it is to have a place you can rest, recuperate, and call home.
Ask about the Homes for Heroes program today at 715-741-1851 or search for Chris Inda Realty on Facebook.
Our hands are very important to a rewarding life. Think about your hands, shaking the hand of a friend, hugging a loved one, holding onto a rake or hammer, catching a ball, throwing a frisbee, emailing, texting, opening a jar, or just picking up your favorite book. If your hands or wrists hurt, you're just not enjoying life to the fullest. See the Good Hand Specialist at Wisconsin River Orthopedics. Yes, Wisconsin River Orthopedics are the sports med specialists in Wisconsin Rapids. Call 715-424-1881 and get on the path to relieving pain and restoring life.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show, the last segment of the day. If you got something to say, hit us up right now for your crew to tase at 844-967-2789.
I thought they were crudy takes.
Crudy's takes. See, man, it all comes back around to Sports Talk Live.
Something like that.
My wife wants some vegetables for crudité.
You know what I mean?
Listen Monday through Friday from 4 to 6 p.m. for the Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Let's get back to Rafters Baseball here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
Bottom of the fourth. Rafters 7, Chinooks 0. A dominant lead here in game 2 of this doubleheader. Two runs came in the first, a run in the second, and then four runs in the third. And Schaff on the mound. Hugo swings and flies a ball into center field. Owusu Isedu under it and makes an easy catch. 4-1 down. So Hugo flies out, and this brings up Garrett Broussard, who's 0-for-1 today. Was hit by a pitch as well. So the shortstop has had a busy day on the defensive side. We'll have a chance to add to the offense as he pulls the ball left field side out of play. 0-1. So Schaff will look in. Has recorded one strikeout. A swing and a miss from Broussard. On a curveball, 0-2. Count. Schaff once again fires in on the check swing. Did he come across? And first base umpire said he did not. 1-2. Mind you, our umpires, Cree Wallen, Teddy Dutcher, and Archer Flores Pareda. So the 1-2 just up and away for a ball. Two balls and two strikes, which interesting is the Rafters' seven runs and only four hits. Lakeshore with one as the 2-2 swing and a ball that drops right into center field on a little bit of a jam shot. And, well, Owusu Isedu couldn't get there in time. So Broussard gets his first hit of the evening, and this brings up Jack Gurevich, who had a ground out RBI, hit by a pitch. So he's 0-for-1 today. Gurevich, the left-hander, who against Lakeshore earlier this season hit three home runs in a game, one to left, one to right, and one to center, in a five RBI day, as he pulls out a ball left field side out of play, 0-1. But he's definitely a guy that, on his first at-bat for the Rafters earlier this season, he had a two-run shot to left center field. The 0-1, a swing and a ball, well hit into left field. Running after it is Grimes, reaches out, makes the grab. And the race back to first for Broussard, and he gets there. So Broussard, just in the nick of time, will get back to first, tags up. Gurevich, a well-hit ball, but flies out. So Anthony Gallison will step in now. Who 1-for-1 today with a walk. And the last time he was up to bat, as it looks like, well, did he touch the bag? Umpires are sending the Chinooks off the field. And, well, Schreiner's going to have a word with the two umpires. He can't believe it. And it looks like, did Broussard Did he not touch the bag in time? Did he go all the way, which allowed him to get to second? Either way, the Rafters still lead 7-0. We'll head to the top of the fifth inning here on WFH.
Who makes insurance simple? That's easy. Delta Dental of Wisconsin. So if you ask, what company encourages you to use your benefits for regular preventive care? Or who provides quick service online or by phone? Which insurance offers access to the largest provider networks? Or who helps you save money when you need more than a checkup? The answer's the same. Definitely Delta Dental. For dental and vision insurance made simple, choose Delta Dental of Wisconsin and Delta Vision today.
Go yard this summer with cool cash rebates from Comfort Air.